prognosis for the day as some generating units return to service. Now, the presidency has denied that President Cyril Ramaphosa was misled by the Eskom leadership when he told the nation that load shedding will be suspended until later this month. Deputy President David Mabuza told reporters in Kimberley that Eskom deceived government as the maintenance backlogs at their power utility simply meant that load shedding was here to stay. In December, President Cyril Ramaphosa cut short his official trip to Egypt after Eskom implemented stage 6 rolling power cuts due to several unforeseen factors, including wet conditions and alleged sabotage.
They have given us the assurance that from the 17th of December right through to the 13th of January, we should not be in a position to have any form of load shedding. And going right through to March, they will be seeking to do everything they can to restore the stability of the network.
And shut up, you stay nazen and listen.
I mean, really now? When we got stage 6 and they were like, there were other factors, it was wet coal.
Yeah. If we can't keep coal dry.
No, we can't.
Meanwhile, in a statement issued a short while ago, Eskom reminded the customers that load shedding is an essential and control measure to ensure that the integrity of the grid is not compromised. Gauteng police are offering a cash reward to any member of the public who has information which could lead to a successful arrest of the perpetrators behind two separate shooting incidents in the early hours of New Year's Day in Melville and at the Merrill Fitzgerald Square in Johannesburg. This comes after two women were shot dead at the Poppy's restaurant in Melville. Six other patrons were wounded and had to be hospitalized. On the same day, 11 people, 7 men and 4 women, sustained gunshot wounds in Merrill Fitzgerald Square in Newtown after shots were fired at the revelers from what's believed to be the M2 double-decker bridge. Suspects in both incidents are still not known and a manhunt is underway. And finally, multiple U.S. officials and the prime ministers of Canada and the U.K. now all say that the Ukrainian airline plane that crashed on Wednesday was shot down by Iran. American military and intelligence officers have been analyzing satellite and radar data, which they say shows two surface-to-air missiles striking the plane. All 176 people on the plane were killed. Many of them were Canadian passport holders. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We have intelligence from multiple sources, including our allies and our own intelligence. The evidence in